This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. With U.S. President Donald Trump refusing to concede the election and claiming fraud in the vote count, his administration appears to have not yet started assisting projected President-elect Joe Biden in the initial stages of taking control of the government. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
As Biden sought to unify the nation's response to the coronavirus pandemic,
this election is over.
The president continued refusing to concede, mounting legal challenges, and getting backing from the man many in the GOP see as the one who may eventually need to nudge him out the door, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities.
In the meantime, White House officials and Trump political appointees told career government staffers they are not to start acting on transition planning to Biden until the General Services Administration approves it, keeping Biden from access to federal agencies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says if pharmaceutical company Pfizer submits its interim COVID-19 vaccine to health regulators as quickly as expected, the U.S. government now expects to begin vaccinations in December. Pfizer on Monday said that the vaccine it has been developing effective against COVID-19. Azar says he anticipates more vaccines from other companies soon. The news comes as the U.S. surpasses 10 million total COVID-19 cases, including more than 100,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. COVID-19 infections have spiked in other parts of the world, including in Europe, where some governments have instructed lockdown measures to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million. This is VOA News.